So one thing I've been realizing as I've continued to age has been the ideas we have about legacy and being selfish. And of course, as I like to ponder and think about basically everything in my life, I realized that selfishness and legacy are actually, they're very much intertwined. And I think more so than we like to give thought. And more specifically, just the conversations I've had in the past few years about legacy and selfishness. And honestly, I've felt frustrated from those conversations, because anytime I've tried to talk to people about, well, what does it mean to be selfish, or why they think legacy matters, there's never any actual deep reasoning or thought behind their answers. And I've come to the conclusion, at least right now, that it's good to be selfish and that legacy doesn't matter. And so to start off this episode, I think it's good to start with a question. What does it mean when somebody calls someone else self-serving? Will your millions of dollars matter like you think they will in a couple centuries? We spend so much of our delicate time building up a life and funds to enjoy that life. When in the middle of all that do we get called selfish? It's already known that life is finite. It's already known that life can be difficult and hard to navigate. But have you ever stopped and thought for a second that the very nature of existing demands us to be selfish? So let me give you an example that I've been toying with. So back in the day, the caveman days, only the fittest survived. Only those who made sure to help themselves lived. Your survival back then on some level relied on being selfish, irregardless of tribes, community, etc. Because even then, tribes and communities were selfish in the sense that they would kill other tribes and fight other communities for their own survival. So, when somebody calls someone else selfish, it's important to keep in mind the context that they are saying it in. Trying to get your career going demands selfishness. Trying to survive as an adult demands levels of selfishness. Being selfish is honestly just part of our nature. It's just part of existing. To fulfill our baseline levels of happiness and contentment. And it feels like there has been this huge focus to be selfless and that being selfish in almost any regard is wrong. But I want to break that notion, right? Because it's not true. Let me ask you this. How has humanity survived and continued pushing forward? I would say it's offspring. Now let me ask you this. What is the term offspring usually tied to? Family? Sure, but I think there's another term we don't often relate offspring to, and that term is legacy. And so that poses the question of, what do legacy and offspring have in common? The commonality between those two is that there is a desire, whether it's unconscious or unconscious, there's still a desire from someone to continue their bloodline. And the reason why legacy is more or less a fallacy is that by the third, fourth, or fifth generation, the bloodline at that point will be so mixed, and you can even dare say diluted, that who you are, your importance, and your lust for spreading your name, it'll be obsolete. Even if you make the argument that we are biologically wired to procreate, to advance our bloodline, and to advance the human species, doesn't that still basically say we are selfish as a species if our self-serving interest is to mate and to push out new human beings? At a baseline level, we are hyper-intelligent animals whose self-serving interest is really one of the main pillars for innovation and societal advancement. Being selfish is one of the major reasons why we have a society, why society has reached the progress points it has throughout human history. And to talk about progress in history, again, that relates to legacy. And legacy usually falls into two categories, depending on who you ask. A legacy can mean the continuation of someone's bloodline, or legacy can mean leaving a piece of work that will be seen, experienced, or felt long after you die. But both of those things are still selfish. The reason why legacy doesn't matter, whatever way you look at it, is because even somebody like Van Gogh, so as prominent as he is, and as much as his work is admired, appreciated, and valued, not that far into the future will he fall into the obscure background that is human history. And if you don't think so, think of all the countless important and relevant people who have passed. How long were they remembered for? Another example, you know, think about musicians like Prince, right? His music is still around and loved by many, but his death was mourned for all of a week, at least by those who weren't close to him. Even his music will eventually fall into the background of obscurity like so many other musicians from the past. Even people like Leonardo da Vinci, right? He lived ages ago, and most people, or at least a lot of people, know who he is and that his most famous painting was the Mona Lisa. But time beats all of us. And I guarantee you, I don't know, maybe a century or so, he won't be talked about as much. His artwork may still be around, but it won't have probably the same grandeur that it does today, just like how the grandeur it has today wasn't as grand as it was 50 years ago. Of course, then there's businesses, right? Well, what about businesses or corporations? And well, that's a little different, right? Big corporations like McDonald's and Walmart and Ford, they've been around for a while. And the reason why even those big businesses spit in the face of what we think of when we think of legacy is because after enough time and iterations of change and management and, you know, when somebody gets enough facelifts, they become unrecognizable or they become a sad shadow of what they used to be. More often than not, legacy may only be successful if it fills the visions of the people or person who started it. And even if it manages to do that, nobody is going to remember who the person was behind all of it, nor will people eventually care. Like, do you know who started McDonald's or Walmart? My guess is probably not, unless you're some investor. And with all this being said, you know, don't let it confuse you. This doesn't mean that having big dreams or fulfilling certain endeavors should just be thrown away, that they should be forgotten. This life is still yours to keep. This life is still yours to experience. I just think it's important to remember that we let our heads get clouded with so many things we see on the internet and things that get passed down from story to story. It puts ourselves in these mental states or just these physical situations where there's no real meaning or thought behind a lot of the things we do, the things we say, the things we entertain. There is nothing wrong with being selfish once in a while for the right things. I was listening to this podcast by this guy called Alex Hormozi, and he's a big entrepreneur, and he gave a great example of his view, more or less, on life. I think it's a very subtle but yet profound way to think about it. And to paraphrase, you know, his view on life was that more or less kind of what I spoke to or what I'm going to speak to is that nothing is really ours. That the money we have now is not ours, but our turn. any assets we have, right? They're not ours. It's just our turn with them. And the example he gave was a house, how he bought a house in Texas and how he was like, oh, great. I have a house. This is my house. And then he said he had the thought of, well, who else owned this house? Who before him owned this house? And he went back and he saw all the people who owned this house. And at those points in time, those people did the same thing. They said, oh, this is my house. Oh, this is my house. Oh, this is my house. It made him realize that after him, there's going to be people who go, this is my house. And after that person, they're going to be like, this is my house. And that really is just his turn. And it was just everyone's turn with that house. Because death taxes everyone, right? Death is the ultimate equalizer. When it's our time to go, all the assets we've acquired, all the things we've bought, whatever, he painted it like in the game of a casino. We get all these chips, these tokens to play with to help us move around in life. But once death comes knocking on our door, all we do is push all our chips, right? All our tokens, all our assets, all our items, all of it just goes back into the game. All of it just goes back to the center of the board. And then it's someone else's turn to take those things, have those things. And I think it's easy to forget that. So enjoy this life. Don't work too hard trying to prove a point. And while legacy doesn't matter, it doesn't mean it should stop you from trying to actualize your ideas. It's important to remember that amongst all the things we do in our day-to-day life, this life comes and goes. And everything we have now is not ours, but it's merely our turn. Right? Selfishness is necessary. Legacy is dead. Human connection is what matters in the end.